And now, Forward with Falk. Join Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen as they navigate their way through the political thicket.
Dave, looking back on this week, only one word comes to mind, and that word is corruption. I don't recall from any of my reading or any of my personal experience a national administration that has been so thoroughly corrupt politically, morally, financially, as these guys. And every day they demonstrated it in any way they could think to do it, and in a very comprehensive fashion. It's a return to the robber barons, not even to the Gilded Age part of the robber barons, but the robber barons themselves.
We've had corrupt administrations, but they at least tried to hide it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the level or scale. I mean, this is everything everywhere that they can try to get away with. And they're getting away with it. The insider trading that appears to be going on, both in the administration and in with Congress, is what's the word? Appalling. It's nothing new except on the scale that we're dealing with now.
Well, I mean, on those 2 days that followed his 1 o'clock in the afternoon announcement about the tariffs, when the market went down a total of 10.5 points, 10.5%, I'm sorry, 2,000 some odd points, then bounced back 5%, then went back down 5%. Somebody with $100,000, if he had managed to go in and out near the bottom and near the top, would have walked away with a $20 million net gain in 2 days. And there's absolutely no explanation for Trump making an announcement at 10 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning, that this is the time to buy. You'll do great. This is the time to be in the market. You'll do great. And then at 1 o'clock to make the announcement about the tariffs. If that isn't open rigging in the crudest possible way, I don't know what is.
But there are no longer any watchdogs.
That's right.
He's got an attorney general who's made it known that she will not prosecute anybody except political opponents. If it comes to that, and all of the agencies that are supposed to do this have been neutralized. The SEC, the FCC, basically they've captured. There's just is. Look at all the U.S. attorneys that are leaving or being reassigned. Because they would hold people accountable.
Yeah, and then he just takes people off boards, fires them, doesn't fill the vacancy so that the agency can't function.
Right.
Well, listen, they spent 3 years gaming this out, figuring out how to do it. They didn't publish these tactics. They just published what they meant to do, but they didn't say how they were going to do it. Here's how they're doing it. They've got it thought through. They're not. They may get stopped, but they've thought it through and they've tried to figure out a way that will make it easy to not get stopped. And it seems like the Supreme Court is helping out. Because the decision that they made in the deportation case of that guy from Maryland who got sent down as El Salvador, which on the surface looks like, oh, Trump got stopped. But if you look into it, you realize, in fact, he didn't get stopped. In fact, he was allowed to, they didn't say that what he was doing was wrong.
No, that's yeah, that's the whole thing of perception and an appearance rather than reality. And that they're very good at making things sound like we're doing something when we're not, or we're not doing something when we are.
Right. That's right.
The founders always believed there would be a stop in that the people, well, there were two stops. One is the that the people who held office would be of high character. And number two, that the people would be the ultimate check and balance if they knew of wrongdoing or of people of low character. And neither of those things are in play right now. The MAGA folks are more than willing to let this happen as a trade-off for getting what they perceive is good for them, even though many things aren't good for them. Now, there are a few groups that are finding out that things are not great for them, farmers in particular. But he'll find a way to kind of buy them off.
Well, that's what he did last time. Right. He had to allocate $28 billion to pay off the farmers because they weren't able to sell the soybeans to China because he was in a war with China.
A tariff war.
Tariff war. So the Chinese reacted by saying, we're not going to buy these soybeans. And they went to Brazil and bought those soybeans. So he used all the money that was raised through tariffs to pay off the farmers. But the money that was raised through tariffs wasn't paid by people who weren't in the United States. They were paid by United States consumers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was an increased tax on United States consumers, which was shifted to United States farmers so that he could pretend that he was punishing the Chinese.
Yeah. There was a speech this week that Trump gave in which he said that the golden age of America he was going to restore was from 1870 to 1913, when the company was financed by tariffs. Remember, there was no income tax.
Correct. There was also almost no government.
Right. the size of the government was smaller. We didn't have a really large standing army.
And we didn't have Social Security, and we didn't have Medicaid, and we didn't have Medicare, and we didn't have the Food and Drug Administration, and we didn't have any of the scientific installation that we have now to make sure that the water is pure, the air is pure, and the food isn't poisoned. We had none of that. We had, in fact, adulterated food, which is why the FDA was established to put a stop to that.
Yeah. And we had the old medicine show cures that were essentially alcohol or opium,
right?
On those things,
where Coca-Cola really was Coke.
Yes, it was Coke, and of course that ended in large part when the income tax amendment was passed. That was a progressive thing where the people at the higher ends paid more than the folks at the lower ends, or the folks at the lower ends didn't even pay anything.
Well, but the use of the word progressive is, you got to be careful about that. It is known as the progressive income tax, not because that word wasn't being used as some kind of a social.
It wasn't a political.
No, it wasn't political. It indicated that the higher the income, the more the tax progressed.
Right.
It increased as the income that it was taxing increased. That was what the progress was about. The Trump administration is going to say, we don't need anything progressive, much less a progressive income tax. Trying to fool people about what the word meant and means in relation to the tax.
Yeah, and they're good at wordsmiths. Remember, yeah. Rush Limbaugh spent years tarnishing the term liberal, and then people began using progressive, and now they're tarnishing that.
Right.
Misusing that in what it does, what it is, and what it stands for.
I mean, words do change. It's true. Yeah. Language evolves all the time, sure. Constantly. That's just the normal course of events. But you just got to remember, what did the word actually mean at the time that it was used? What's it mean? It doesn't mean something that benefiting immigrants. It means the bigger the income, the higher the tax. That's all. Just that simple. And they want to get rid of it because they don't want any tax on the rich.
Yeah, the billionaires, there's some of these billionaire bros have openly said we should get rid of the income tax.
Right.
And, the tariffs are a form of a sales tax, essentially.
Yeah.
Which means they're regressive. Remember, when we started the show, I was using the term regressive.
Yeah, you thought you were being clever. You didn't realize that they were going to embrace it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, and of course they're using tricks now because they're increasing the size of the debt and the deficit.
Got elected on the basis of having no deficit, getting rid of the deficit. That's right. Their whole shtick, no deficit.
Right. And, they have people believing or they're trying to sell the snake oil in that regard. That they're really reducing the deficit, and what we're finding out is they may be fooling the MAGA crowd, but the one crowd they're not fooling are the international financiers and the bond traders.
And they're not fooling themselves because they know when the time comes to short the market or go long the market, and they do it. So they're profiting from fooling us. And yeah. in the most corrupt way. So it's a triple whammy.
And it's going to continue because nobody knows from day to day or even hour to hour, as you were saying, what's going to come out of the White House.
That's exactly
the
right.
Except the insiders.
That's right, which is why he can't make any kind of trade deals with the rest of the world, because there's no way anybody on the other side of the table can believe what he says or can think that what he claims that he'll do, he'll really do, or if he does it today, that he'll continue to do it tomorrow. Therefore, right. You don't make a deal. Go do something else.
Right. I mean, he has destroyed international trust in the United States. And it may be a more permanent thing, even if he were to leave office, because the international people will say, how do we know we're not going to get another mini Trump?
Yeah, he leaves office, and let's say some Democrat gets elected. Next time Vance gets elected, you'll get this stuff back over all again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're a CEO or a banker or a treasury secretary, a minister of finance, why would you do anything except the most minimum amount of business with the United States if you could get business done on good terms anywhere else? You'd be stupid to.
And this is why plants are going to be coming back to the United States very soon, because no one is going to make the investment that is going to be needed, because it would take several years just to put some of these plants together. If things change, then the plants become useless or worthless. And besides the fact that they don't have the workers to work in these plants in many instances, the high tech people. And a lot of those jobs were filled by foreigners, people from Asia in particular, who are being driven out of the country, or the next generation isn't coming here.
Yeah, why would they come here? Why would they want to take a chance on getting thrown in jail for no reason?
Right. And they, you know, the people used to come here for the universities, but now what they've done to the universities, again, there just isn't.
Well, there won't be any reason to come to the universities if he cuts funding from the top universities, and they can no longer do the research that these foreign students are coming to participate in. They have no reason to come here. Not just that they might be afraid of getting thrown in jail. The courses won't be offered. They wouldn't be able to learn, you know, what's going on here.
Or the top research grants aren't going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, what I see, he's withholding $1 billion from Cornell.
Really? That's new. That was this week.
That was this week. You know, it used to be $400 million
from Columbia.
Columbia, and I think, what was it, 175 from Penn.
Right.
It was $1 billion from Cornell. And they're just, they're also going after the endowments at these universities, wanting to tax them. The endowments have a really favorable tax rate of only low single digits. And now they're talking about 20 and 25%.
Well, supposing they succeed, their wet dreams succeed. They managed to completely redo the university system, and the universities can only teach the stuff that these know-nothings think is the stuff that should be taught. And they've already cut off all of the funding for the kind of scientific research we've been talking about, right?
Right.
What have they got? What happens? What happens? Where does that leave the United States society? Who, you know, just as an example, the world of the future is going to depend a great deal on the exploitation of what are known as rare earth minerals, which exist in a few places, not so much in America. China has a lot.
Canada has Russia.
Ukraine seems to have.
Right.
China has 39 separate universities who only study rare earth technology. Universities. Not courses, 39 separate universities. The United States doesn't have one program in even one university on this subject. Now, why aren't they worried about that if they're worried about competing? But I never heard anybody talk about that.
Well, they're more worried about taking away history.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, what was it, Annapolis? They took away the parts of the library. The
500 books.
Yeah, the one about the Underground Railroad.
The history of the Underground Railroad, the biography of Jackie Robinson, the biography of Martin Luther King.
But they kept Mein Kampf.
Did they?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fabulous. Well, that's what they need. That's the kind of soldiers that they need. That's what they're aiming for. That kind of a society.
Except they can't fill the vacancies in the military now.
No, they can't. That's right.
With diversity, they can't. They're not going to fill.
But they can certainly brainwash the ones they can recruit.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So what kind of a society, look forward, what are they, how? And these guys claim they have a huge mandate to do this. They have a tiny, minuscule plurality in the election.
Right.
They have no mandate.
But again, it's issue, perception.
Yeah, issue by issue, on any kind of survey, the Trump plan is disfavored by the majority of people. What's required is you know, organization in the next year. We're going to take it on the chin for a year, year and a half, and then we got to do something, get rid of these people. But you won't get rid of them if you wait a year and a half to do it. You got to start now. You got to build the kind of community bonds that are required to, you know, bring people out, educate them about what the real issues are and why they're affected by it, and get them in.
Yeah, well, there's supposed to be another set of rallies or this coming weekend, the 19th. I'm not sure why they've been scheduled so close together to the ones that we went to last weekend.
Yeah, and you can tire people out if you have too many demonstrations, one on top of the other.
Yeah.
You now, need stuff in between. You need education in between.
Yeah. Now, I know that the Abington Democrats here in Lackawanna County are having another big meeting on Monday. They've got three or four Democratic office holders going to speak. But they're not talking about these things. They're talking more about local and state issues.
Well, that's all right, because the state issues are going to be severely impacted by the lack of money coming into the state. And that's going to happen.
Right. And it's still the other issues about democracy are still there. You saw the signs. I was holding one of them, you know, about democracy is not for sale. Right. So that was from the Abington Dems.
Right.
And of course, the Lackawanna County Democratic Committee is not interested in that. You know, they're interested in having a feud within the party.
Which doesn't help anybody. What I think is useful to do in between these demonstrations is to have all kinds of small in-house gatherings where people can talk about what's on their minds, what they want to see happen, so that they can express themselves, people who are active can understand what people want, and can fashion programs so that they can bring these people into activity. Then you can have a useful demonstration. And in between demonstrations, you have to have, I think, more small group discussions. And then, you know, bring to these small group discussions ideas, programs, countering the MAGA program, showing that there is another way. There is a better world that's possible. It's not that way, the MAGA way. The demonstrations on their own don't do it. Demonstrations make you feel good until you get to the point where you say, what's the point? What's happening?
Yeah, you need the camaraderie, cohesiveness.
You do, but the small group gatherings bring camaraderie and cohesiveness together too.
Well, that's why I mentioned it.
Yeah. Well,
it's
we don't see this on a wide scale throughout the country. At least I don't see it any.
There is. Well, what we found out last week with the demonstration is there are things that are percolating. You wouldn't get that kind of a crowd on a lousy weather day if people weren't really, really committed to that.
No, I agree with you.
And concerned.
Will they do it four times in a row without anything else happening? That I'm not sure.
Yeah.
At some point, demands have to be fashioned, and the demonstrations then have to be in support of those demands. For example, when there was there was an agitation in this country starting in the 1880s for the 8-hour workday. Well, there were thousands of meetings about why you needed it and should have an 8-hour workday. That's why tens and hundreds of thousands of people came out sporadically for demonstrations until 50 years later it happened.
Except we don't have 50 years to play with.
No, we don't have 50 years. No, we don't.
That's the thing. There's two other things. I know that you know, we've talked about what these big law firms have been doing and caving in instead of leading.
How much did they tell me they agreed to help Trump with?
He added a whole bunch more this week, and the total is close to $1 billion now.
So the law firms have agreed to do $1 billion worth of free legal work for MAGA, for the MAGA political organizations, right?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Wonderful. And that's the use. And in other words, that's just strong arm tactics, right? That's just mafia tactics.
Yeah. I'll
put you out of business unless you pay me something. Yeah. Okay, I'll pay you free labor.
And then he's, to them, these are cheap deals. But what they don't understand is, he can come back again and again and again on them.
The deal never ends. Blackmail never ends.
Because they've shown.
Yeah.
That they're not, they're not willing to stand up to them.
It's not such a cheap deal. They're giving up the country.
Right.
They're trading the country.
Right.
That they supposedly are in business to protect.
Yeah. Now, I have to tell you, the other thing I'm noticing, and it's very unscientific, but if you read the letters to the editor in the Scranton Times Tribune, they're running, pretty strongly against Trump. The only thing is they keep saying the same things over and over again. And then the MAGA people that write in are unmoved.
It's not them that we should be trying to move. It's the people who are not the MAGA people. Don't forget, the MAGA people are only 30%, 40% of the Republican Party vote. 70% of the Republican Party vote are in the middle. They go with MAGA, they voted for MAGA, but they supported anti-MAGA 8 years ago. That's the target, if you want to target Republicans.
Yeah.
That's the target. So actually, the MAGA people are going to write in badly, but that's who you're fighting. You're fighting for to educate other people. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, but the other thing is the Trumpsters are working to prevent people from even voting, which means that they're trying to lock in their minority majority.
Exactly. Now we had the Congress passed a very dangerous act. The House did. I'm sure the Senate will. They have the votes, and he'll sign it.
And the
Save Act, which threatens to disenfranchise tens of millions of people, especially women.
Yeah, because they would have to show certain ID to vote, and they would have to have that ID match their birth certificates.
Right. And when you get married and you're a woman, most women change the name, take their husband's name. Therefore, your name does not match what you were born with. Therefore, you cannot produce the document you need to produce to be able to vote. Because it can't exist, because you didn't know who you were going to marry when you were born.
Right. Right. Now, this is supposedly only in federal elections, not state elections, but the federal elections occur every 2 years. So.
That's right.
And then how are you going to separate the federal from the non-federal elections?
Yeah, and why should you have to?
Right. You shouldn't.
That's right.
You shouldn't. Well, this week is taxes are due, and I'm sure a lot of the billionaires are working out ways not to have to pay any.
And the IRS has lost another 20,000 workers, so there's not going to be that many audits, so they may get away with it.
Right. And
working people can't do that because their tax money is deducted automatically.
Yes. Now, it's also this coming week is going to be the anniversary of the shots fired at Lexington and Concord.
It's also the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in World War II. This week, I think it's Friday.
Yeah. True expressions of freedom.
Yeah.
And opposition to tyranny and fascism.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Forward with Falk. Longtime Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen discuss politics. Join them again next week, same time, same place.